It's Tuesday's Roundup. Brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
What's going on?
Hey, Philip, how you doing?
I'm not bad.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. You asked me that yesterday. You were here yesterday. Today's not Monday.
I slept since then.
Oh, that's right. You have. Right.
So I guess you don't want any of my jokes then, do you?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Is your
about
chair
that.
Falling apart?
I think
Philip?
The chair is, it's got this foot rail down here.
Is it?
Right here. See? Oh.
Do you want me to call maintenance or put a work order
in? You got a welder? We can maybe weld it.
It's just
there.
A knob, but somebody keeps loosening that knob. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's not me.
Anyway, it's not me. I will fix it during the break.
Phillip. Anyway, we did get a little bit of the garden in. Or I should say June got the garden in. I bought her a garden hose. That's, you know, kind of the extent of mine.
You know what? You're a good man.
Thank you.
You're
and
a
then
good
I
man.
I did finish a little bit of yard work yesterday, mow the yard. And
well, good for you.
Got it all
you
ship
weed
shape.
It?
Yes, I did.
Did you edge it?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Did you...
That's good for me.
Did you feed the moles?
I don't think I have too many moles. See, I don't really care, and they don't really show up. Maybe I don't have the grubs. Maybe the grub worms are more attracted to me, you know? I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Grub for a grub.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, did you do anything fun last night besides mow?
That was about it.
So you were wore out?
Not really, no. No.
But you acted like it.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
just tired.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just tired. Well, describe the most ridiculous outfit you've ever worn, Philip.
Well, there. I would say one time many years ago, against my better judgment.
Mm-hmm. Always.
We were in the parade, and I think Ron was driving the tractor, and I think Norma or Vanna was in the parade, and I was in the parade as Miss Limburger.
Oh.
Yeah, so I dressed as Miss Limburger once. Mm. That's probably the most ridiculous that I ever did. Or maybe the Filvis costume once. Might have been, that would rank right up there, too.
So back in my earlier days, I was in a parade, and I wore an orange cowboy hat, bright orange, okay? Suspenders, okay? I think those are bright yellow.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
And here's the best part, Philip. No shirt. This was back when, you know, when I could see my toes. But and then I wore Levi's cutoff.
Oh,
like Daisy Duke.
Levi's nice.
Cutoff. Yes. Yes.
Was this back in Old Pea Ridge?
Yes.
It was.
No wonder I'm not there anymore.
What was the occasion?
It was some kind of parade, high school parade or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
That. Yeah.
Wow.
We were smart guys back then, weren't we, Philip? I'm glad no one's got a picture of that.
I'm wondering. I bet there is.
I don't know. Back then, they didn't have the phones, so snap.
That's true. We had a little bit of an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to be on the spot with your Brownie Instamatic, and then you had to mail the film in and
think that
it was maybe going to be back in a week or so.
Or drop it off at the local one-hour photo shop.
Photomat, yeah.
Yeah, Photomat. Mm-hmm. And pray that they didn't keep any of the copies.
Right. Oh, well.
Anyway, Philip, you might be from Arkansas, Phil, or from Hank's house if your TV is on 24/7.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Or your radio.
You're right.
Yeah.
Your TV's on, but there's nothing.
There's nothing coming
it's
out
just,
of
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. There's
just a lot of that in my
static.
House. Static. Yeah.
Or back in the old days when the TV would go off the air at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. And then, you hear, you have a test pattern on.
Yes. I saw a test pattern on my computer screen the other day. I don't know if that's a good or bad.
That's not a good sign, I don't think.
Oh. Anyway, I fixed it.
Wonderful.
I think I switched it out with your monitors. No biggie.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry about it.
I won't.
So. All right, buddy. Today's quiz.
What's the quiz on?
You know what? It's an a la carte thing.
That's the way it's been the last few weeks.
Yeah, I like it, though.
Okay. So then this is the telltale sign of whether I can pass or go to summer school.
Yep.
Okay.
So here you go, Phil. Number one. During Babe Ruth's Major League Baseball career, fielders could still get runners out by throwing the ball at them while they ran between the bases.
Wow. It sounds like kickball. You can do that in kickball, I think.
Yeah, you can do that in kickball.
All right.
Can't you do that in mushball, too? I don't remember.
I don't know what mushball is.
Mushball is that big softball. You know, it's a big ball.
Oh, yeah,
it's really soft. You hit it with a bat.
Many years ago, I think they used that in church league.
Yes.
Here, but I don't
know. There's a lot of, down where I'm from, it's called mushball tournaments, but they muddy the field.
Oh.
So it's mud mushball. It's pretty fun.
You don't use a glove with that either, right?
No.
Because the ball's big enough you can catch it.
All you do is use a bat.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, they're just cheap old bats, but it's muddy mushball tournaments.
And I think the ball is like a 16-inch ball.
Yeah, it's big.
If I remember right.
Big. Yeah. And I think you can throw it at the runners. I'm not for sure about that. So
anyway.
In baseball, what is the minimum number of pitches a pitcher can throw to complete a 9-inning game? Is it 27, 30, 81, or 54? In baseball, what is the minimum number of pitches a pitcher can throw in a complete 9-inning game? Number three, doctors once prescribed cigarettes and even appeared in cigarette advertisements. Certain brands were healthy. True or false? Number four, Mount Hope had a high school, Philip, until it closed in 1959. You love these.
I do.
Mount Hope had a high school until it closed in 1959. In 1960, its students were included with West Grant. What was the mascot of Mount Hope High School? Was it the Hilltoppers, the Mountaineers, the Red Devils, or the Ridge Runners? Was it Hilltoppers, Mountaineers, Red Devils are the Ridge Runners?
Okay.
Did you ever broadcast that?
No, not that long ago. I broadcast West Grant. That's as close as I come to
Do you remember the West Grant and Bloomington era? I mean, they were...
Yeah, in football. They were tough.
Well, it was just a rivalry all over.
Oh, you mean when they played each other? Because they were Bloomington-West Grant
a year or two before they were River Ridge. And they didn't like that.
That was a rivalry, right?
What is the top number in a fraction called, Phil? Is it a divider, B a numerator, C a denominator, or D a fractionator?
Oh.
Or E a hankinator.
Hankinator.
All right.
Baconator.
Baconator. Is it a divider, a numerator, a denominator, or a fractionator?
Boy, it's been a while.
I know. And you know what? I saw that come up. It was one of my... because I take a quiz every day, it gives me a daily, and it's like, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway. I would say I've not used that since about 1978.
Do they even use it anymore? I don't know. All right. Who is the only student who displayed, who is the only student whose displayed senior picture was taken with a pet raccoon at Ithaca High School? Is it A, Ken Solis, B, Joyce Wilson, C, Robin Povelmaker, or D, Dean Paul?
Where did you get that?
Doesn't matter.
I would say maybe Adam Hess.
Yeah.
I've seen it, but I don't recall. Let me...
Do you want 50-50?
No, I'll just take a guess.
All right. Number seven.
Okay.
During World War II... Here we go. During World War II, Victory Gardens were... Which spring crop was commonly during the World War II Victory Gardens? Which spring crop was commonly planted because it grew quickly and helped families at home feed the families at home? Is it A, pickles, B, taters, C, okra, or D, celery?
All right. Go ahead.
Number eighter. Mm-hmm. Is it eighter?
Yes.
Something which, like that. Which U.S. state is the only one that grows coffee commercially? We've had this, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Hmm. Which is the only U.S. state that only grows coffee commercially? Is it Florida, California, Hawaii, or Texas? Number nine. Which baseball team was originally used in the game of cricket? Which baseball term was originally used in the game of cricket? Is it home run, strike, umpire, or dugout? Number 10. What is the first feature-length animated movie ever released? Do you know it right off the bat? Before I give you the answers, you may.
I think so.
Okay, is it Fantasia, Bambi, Snow White and the Seven Little Guys, or Pinocchio? That's your 10 questions.
All right.
Pretty good questions.
Yeah. I got to say, totally was a potpourri, or as they say in Pea Ridge, a potpourri.
It's a buffet.
Oh, okay.
It's a buffet of everything. Right.
It was good to see Pa Bray the other day.
Yeah.
He was through here in these parts, and your brother as well. So he brought along his good son, it sounded like. So.
No, he's still at home. He's recovering from knee surgery. So this is what happened to my older brother. So Randall, my older brother. Okay, he had his first knee done. I think it was in April. Went well. I mean, he was in and out of rehab, boom, boom, boom. So he got his second knee done. All right. So what happened was Randall was a little bow-legged in that knee, so they straightened that knee up. Okay. So it's really painful. A lot of people, you know, they kind of straighten, align you when they do this. So his muscles were tending not to let him walk. He always wanted to walk the way he wanted, but now since it's straight, he can't. Mm-hmm. So it's painful. Well, on top of that, my older brother, the dear lad, got some kidney stones.
So he's been suffering. Man. Talk about when it rains, it pours.
Yes.
Okay.
So, poor guy.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. How well? I think you did very well. Could it be a fridge hanger, Philip?
I'm going to get tripped up on the Ithaca question, I think.
You think so?
I do.
I don't think it's that one. There's another one that I tripped
really?
Up on.
Really?
Yes. All right. During Babe Ruth's major league career, fielders could still get runners out by throwing the ball at them while they ran between bases.
False.
It is false.
All right.
Here's the rough cut, okay? Baseball was rough back then, but not dodgeball. With spikes rough, that rule disappeared because it used to be a rule. It was a trick question, which you got right. That rule disappeared long before Babe Ruth started launching balls into orbit.
So that'd be bad. Can you imagine Jacob Mizrowski throwing the ball?
Oh, my goodness.
He'd get you out. He'd get you out, all right.
Oh, a couple ways. And he's out and out.
Out.
All right. In some form of early forms of baseball before modern rules, fielders could get runners out by hitting them with the ball. It was called soaking.
Oh.
Or plugging. By the time Babe Ruth played in major leagues, that rule was long gone.
Wow. All right.
I did not know that.
Good to know.
Yeah. Number two. In baseball, what is the minimum number of pitches a pitcher can throw in a complete nine-inning game? A lot of people will get this wrong and say 54, and that's wrong. What is the correct answer, Phil? Is it 27, 30, 81, or 54?
I said 27.
It is one pitch per out, yeah. All batters put out on first pitch.
Right, yeah. Because we talked about that last week. Immaculate innings, yeah. Nine pitches for three outs.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a trick question because, an inning, that's six outs, and they'll go 50, not 54.
Oh,
mm-hmm. So not you.
Oh,
Couldn't stump up the old sports guy.
You got to get up pretty early in the morning.
Or late in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Number three, doctors once prescribed cigarettes and even appeared in cigarette advertisements claiming certain brands were healthier.
I believe that's true.
It is true. There was actually a time when take two cigarettes and call me in the morning, didn't sound completely ridiculous. Medical science has definitely updated its software since then. Do you remember that? You've seen Dr. Smoke. I remember.
Well, yeah, that's true. Print advertising,
100%. Right? Yeah. Number four, Mount Hope had a high school until it closed in 1959. In 1960, its students were included with West Grant. What was the mascot of Mount Hope High School? Was it the Hilltoppers, Mountaineers, Red Devils, and Ridge Runners? And as soon as I said the name, you were all over that answer.
Well, I think maybe I'd heard it before. I went with Red Devils.
Yes, it is. Woo! The Red Devils.
All right. Four for four, baby.
Yep, four for four. What is the top number in a fraction called, Philip?
Well, if I get this wrong, Mr. Donahoe will come and kick me, probably.
That was a divider, a numerator, denominator, or a fractionator?
I think it's a numerator.
It is a numerator.
Wow.
The numerator gets top billing in the fraction world. The denominator is down there holding everything together like the bass player in a garage.
There you go.
Number six, who is the only student who's displayed senior pitcher was taken with a pet raccoon? Was it Ken Solis, Joyce Wilson, Robin Palvermacher, or Dean Paul? You know it.
Well, I took a stab.
Oh, what is your stab?
I eliminated a couple of them. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of them more in my era, mm-hmm. and I knew that wasn't true. So I went with Robin Palvermacher.
It is Robin
Palvermacher. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you could do a whole day of trivia down the halls.
I have help from the Ithaca High School. Actually, the IT guy, you know him. He does. But he can only send me three questions a day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So Adam Hess sends me
three items or less.
Three items or less, Hess.
All right.
During World War II, Victory Gardens, which spring crop was commonly planted because it grew quickly and helped feed families at home?
I would say potatoes.
It is taters. Woo! Victory Gardens were basically original farm-to-table movement, except your table also had ration books and somebody named Earl yelling about the weeds.
Seven in a row, baby.
Not bad.
Here we go.
Which U.S. state is the only one that grows coffee commercially?
I'll probably be slapped on this one.
We talked about it.
I know we did. I just took a stab. I said Hawaii.
It is Hawaii.
It is?
Yes. Yeah. Meanwhile, the other 49 states are out just emotionally depending on Hawaii on coffee.
I was just thinking of the climate.
All right. Number nine. Which baseball term was originally used in the game of cricket? Is it home run, strike, umpire, or dugout?
Home run.
Oh, Philip, it is umpire.
No!
Meaning baseball inherited both the word and people yelling at them.
I thought I actually knew that. Oh, boy.
Number 10, what was the first feature-length animated movie ever released, Philip?
Snow White.
Yes, sir. Woo-hoo! People in 1937 watched a full animated movie and probably thought, well, regular acting had a good run.
Uh-huh. Right. Nine out of ten. I had eight run and then one wrong.
The umpire.
Yeah, it is.
What's weird about that, the umpire is always wrong, and so is Phil.
Yeah, well,
about the umpire.
Not always wrong.
No, nice job.
I'm impressed that I actually got the Ithaca one right, and what other one? Oh, the numerator. I'm impressed I got that.
You're
one
a numerator.
Right. Yeah, right.
You think you'll get any feedback from the pet raccoon in the
I don't know.
Picture?
I don't know.
I'd love to see that
picture. It's a long time ago.
Have a great day and be kind, my friend.